All right, we'd like to welcome everyone to Landmark Baptist Church Sunday School Hour. What a blessing it is to be here. My wife got to come home from the nursing home yesterday, and it's just a blessing, really, to have her there. I complained a little bit coming in here, but we're very thankful, very glad to have our wife. It's hard to get in a nursing home. It's hard to get out of the nursing home. I'm telling you, they got to put this code in, so I'm glad that she's there and we're able to look after her better there. But she was a little uncomfortable being there. We made it through all of that, and we're just going to take it one day at a time, the old song says. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. But a lot of things going on right now, things to be a little bit concerned about. We'll be speaking about some of those in the Sunday school lesson this morning. We do want to say we do need your prayers. Wife's got to go like 4 doctor's appointments this week, and her hospital bed didn't show up at the appointed time. She was supposed to have got a hospital bed there at the house on Friday, and it's yet to come. And we set up a bed in there for her, and she didn't like it. And you know what that means? It wasn't really happy at the house for a little while, but it'd be all right. She's getting a little bit more comfortable about that bed we set up for her. But we'll get through this. We just need your prayers. We want to have a word of prayer. Get Brother Donnie read our scripture this morning. And I hope you woke up this morning blessed of God. We've got so many things to be thankful for. The Lord daily loads us with benefits and blessings, and I don't know if we even take the time to think about them or thank the Lord for them, but we want to do that right now. Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for all the goodness of God that you so abundantly, Lord, give us, Lord, each and every day. The mercies of God that are new every morning. Lord, the blessings of God, Lord, that if we understood them, Lord, how humble, Lord, we'd be. Forgive us, Lord, complaining, and forgive us, Lord, of murmuring, and Lord, having our minds on things that doesn't even really matter. And help our mind to be stayed upon you.
Yes.
And help our praise, Lord, to be lifted up to you today. And Lord, I just pray you'll receive honor and glory here today. Lord, may you get the reward of your suffering. May the singing be exceptional, Lord, today. Lord, may the shouting reach heaven, God, today. May the preaching, Lord, dear Father, today be precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Bless the teaching of the Word of God today. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, that you count us faithful, put us in the ministry. Lord, I'm dumber than a box of rocks. No value that you put your treasure in an earthen vessel, gave it worth. Oh, Lord, we love you this morning through lips of clay. We want to thank you and praise you. Bless, Lord, I pray, the people of this church. Help us, Lord, I pray. Lord, in all that we set our hand to do, that may it be to give honor and glory to you. Lord, bless Brother Donnie as he reads the scriptures this morning. Bless those, Father, that are listening by way of the internet, Father. Bless those, Lord, that are watching by way of the live stream, Lord. We got some on the mend. We pray, Lord, Father, for Sister Judy and Sister Geraldine. Lord, bless them real good today. Sister Sybil, Lord, we got to talk with her yesterday, and she's not only better, but she's planning on coming to church today, and I pray you bless her, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, for coming, and bless her, Lord, all the way today, I pray. And we pray, Lord, Father, for Larry and Carol Madison. Lord, we pray, Lord, Father, for Carol to get better, to get well. We miss her. Thank you, Lord, for Larry and Sarah and Larry. Layra coming, Lord. Serenity and Layra coming, Lord. We pray, Lord, Father, for all those, Lord. We got a lot of people, Lord. Tammy, Lord, wasn't able to be here. Health not well. We pray for her. We pray for, Lord, all those, Lord. And Lord, we want to thank you for all you do. And pray for Mark and Kay Hurt, Lord. Bless them and help them, Lord, to get on good ground. Help their health, Lord, to get well. And Lord, our list could never end, we realize, Lord. So we just ask you to bless and help them all.
Yes,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, Brother Donnie.
I
I want to thank the Lord. I feel so privileged to be able to stand up here and read,
read
His Word. It just tastes sweet coming out of my mouth.
Bless.
Amen.
Because God's Word, you know what I mean? It's not man's word. It's God's word.
Bless you, man.
And I thank the Lord for allowing me, Lord, you know, to be able to do that, you know. And I'm not perfect, but with the Lord's help, I try to be. But we're going to start in Psalms 20, verse 1. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Mm-hmm. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Verse 2. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Verse 4. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. Verse 5. We will rejoice in thy salvation.
Amen.
And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions.
Amen.
Verse 6. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God.
Amen.
Verse 8. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Verse 9. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call.
Yeah.
Amen. Psalms 21, verse 1. The King shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. Verse 2. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah. Verse 3. For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head.
Amen.
Verse 4. He asked life of thee, and thou givest it him, and lengthen of days forever and ever.
Amen. Praise God.
Oh, that sounds good. I'll read that again. Verse 4. He asked life of thee, and thou giveth it him, even length of days forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
Verse 5. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. Verse 6. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceedingly glad with thy countenance. Verse 7. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved.
Amen.
Verse 8. Thy hand shall find out all thy enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Verse 9. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Verse 10. Their fruit shall thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. Verse 11. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform.
Amen, Brother Don.
Verse 9. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back, when they shall make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. And verse 13. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thy own strength, so we will sing and praise thy power.
Amen.
Amen.
Good, good.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I like that.
Amen.
The Bible talks about rightly dividing the word of truth, and what Donnie just read there pertains to a lot of different things. Part of it pertains to us. Part of it pertains to King David. Part of it contains to the King of Glory. And we'll do our best to break it up here a little bit here.
Yes.
But we want to say a quick prayer for Israel. I'm thinking about that after I sit down over there. Father, you said you'd keep Israel as the apple of your eye. Lord, you said you'd fight for them, you'd defend them. And Lord, all those that come against them, Lord, you would abase. And I realize this, because Donnie read the scriptures this morning, Lord, that you're more than able, Lord,
yes,
to protect them, more than able, Lord, to deliver them. Pray your blessings on them, God. I pray you'd keep them. You told Abraham, fear not, I'm your shield, your exceeding great reward. And I pray, Lord, you'd be with your people, watch over and help them, Lord, today. Get them through this ordeal, Lord, and watch over your church, Lord. And Lord, we know, Lord, you're the good shepherd. You love your sheep. We know, Lord, you're taking care of us. We couldn't be in any better care, but also, Lord, you're also taking care of your people, Israel. And Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The verse here, I thought about this when Donnie was reading this. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there were a lot of prayers lifted up yesterday. Yesterday there were launched from Iran, there were launched 300 missiles, and there were launched drones at Israel. 99% of those missiles were intercepted and destroyed. That happened on April the 13th. On April the 14th, you know, our Sunday school lesson here, my wife, she just came home yesterday, and she'd been gone close to 3 months. She'd been gone 2 months and 25 days, 10 days in the hospital. The rest of her time was in the nursing home. But we're at the, what we read here, what Donnie just read for us here, we're at that point when they say peace and safety, then come a sudden destruction upon them. Mentioned in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I do want to read that real quick. That's just the hour we're living in. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm good to go.
Amen.
Matter of fact, even in this scripture here, one thing that we need to remember is God's not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, there, verse number 9. But here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. I'm in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Now he's fixing to come for his church. When he does, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we're just occupying until he comes. Mm-hmm. He said, occupy till I come. I'm waiting on my ride. My ride shows up. The door's not going to fall off. The wings ain't going to break off. You know, the covers of the motor's not going to fly off like it do these airplanes today. But he's going to come for us as a thief in the night. And the world's going to take... I think about this a lot. I'm sitting there one day. I'm watching an airplane flying through there. And I'm sitting there thinking, Lord, if you just come right now, that airplane would probably crash somewhere. And the cars on this highway, they'd mount up, you know, and crash all over the place. And that's what, no matter what, this day is going to come. He's going to come. The day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And it says, verse 3, for when they shall say, peace and safety, then come a sudden destruction upon them. Well, let me say this right. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. I mean, when it comes, it's too late to do anything about it.
That's right. Yeah.
And the old woman with child, she bows. I mean, her pains will come up on her. She's getting ready to give birth. Well, that's kind of what this moment's going to be like. It's going to be a moment of travail and pain. And it said, they shall not escape. But verse 4, but ye brethren, and it's talking about children of God, are not in darkness. I was for 34 years, but I'm not no more. That day should overtake you as a thief, for you are all children of light, and the children of the day. We're not of night nor of darkness. Wherefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch, be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for a helmet, hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, if he's worried about that staying awake part, who died for us, whether we wake or sleep. we shall live together with him. So wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another even as you do. Just wanted to read that real quick. That's about the hour of the day we're living in. Mm. And what Donnie read there really caused me to think about that. Says, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. And this is the time, I mean, we're right at the beginning of sorrows. We're right at the door of Jacob's trouble. And it says, the name of the God of Jacob, defend thee. They've got defense, the Lord. He watches over them. Only reason they're able to exist is because of God. They've done beat us. They're just a speck over there. Everything over there hates them. And God put them there and put them in the predicament they're in because of the ways they did God. He came to his own received him not. And you know what? They said his blood be on us and our children. They've been going through ordeal after ordeal because of mistakes like that. I'm glad, praise God, I fell in his feet and said, hey, I'm guilty, I'm sorry, I want to be forgiven. And glory to God, I got my name in the book, sins under the blood, I'm a citizen of heaven, hallelujah.
Don't that strengthen you up, Brother Eddie, when, like I said, when you read that first, you know, verse there, the Lord hear thee in a day of trouble.
Yeah.
I start going through trouble, you know, I get to thinking of that verse right there, you're knowing, the Lord hears me.
He's never very far from us. And not only that, he says, that shall he not hear? He that formed the ear, shall he not hear? And you know one thing, when I pray, I want to be heard.
Yeah.
And God promised not only that he would hear us, but he also promised to answer. Sometimes answers no. Sometimes we're getting a lesson from God, and we just got to ride her out. Amen.
Amen.
But here, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Mm. Thank God he does hear us, and especially when it's a day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob, defend thee. He is our defense. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Greater is he that's in us and he that's in the world. We've got the advantage over the adversary.
Yeah.
We've got everything that we need. We're complete in him, which is our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's Colossians chapter 2, mm-hmm. verse number 10. I don't need to handle snakes. I don't need to speak in tongues. I got Jesus. I'm complete. Mm-hmm. I'm not missing nothing. Morning, Sister Sharon. Come on in here. Verse number 2 here of Psalms chapter 20. It says, not only the name of the God of Jacob defend thee, but send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. The Lord sends us help and strength where we're in trouble too. You know, sometimes I need both of those. And God's promised to supply our need out of his riches and glory. In verse 3, this pertains to Jewish people. The Lord, remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. But now, God gave his son a sacrifice for us, so it kind of pertains to us and them. But they offer offerings and sacrifices for their sins. And I accepted the sacrifice of my Savior Jesus Christ, and I don't have to offer up any offerings or sacrifices. Verse 4 says, grant thee according to thine own heart. You know, God gives us the desire of our heart and fulfill all thy counsel. This Bible tells us the counsel of God, tells us, you know, everything we need to know about God, everything we need to know about us, and we can get a lot of good counsel just from the Word of God. His Word is a mighty counselor, but he also is a mighty counselor. Verse 5 says, we will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petition. I see these people, you know, they've got this. We set up a little banner out here for Easter out here, and I loved it. But I see these people, and they've got a big banner, you know. Everyone's up, one person one end, one person the other end, and they're going down the road there, you know. And it says something like, save the Palestinians, or you know, quit attacking Gaza. You know, they started this thing October the 7th. They brought their own demise. They attacked Israel. 1,200 people perished. Forget about the red hands. Forget about all the banners. I'll tell you right now, you better have This banner right here, Solomon said his banner over me was love. It says, we will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. You know, I always wear a hat, Don, to tell you. Somebody gave him a hat, he said, I'll give that to Brother Eddie. But my hat usually says, Jesus is my boss, you know, or men of God make a difference, or CIA, Christians in action, or you know, I just wear a hat. I want people to know I love the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We will set up our banners. On the back of my truck, it's got magnetic sign. Donnie's got one on the back of his. Says, are you following Jesus? It's close. We set up our banners. I want people to know. I'm not flaunting it. I'm just not ashamed to let people know I love the Lord. And we always try, even in conversation, to make it known we love the Lord. But here, we will set up our banners. I used to set signs out there in the front yard. They about... the shelf life is about expired on them. They won't hardly stay up. But we want people to know we love the Lord. It says the Lord will fulfill all thy petitions. Petition is kind of like a prayer where we can come boldly to the throne of grace, make our petitions known. Verse 6, now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. Now, This verse right here has a lot of applications. It pertains to David. He got in all kind of trouble. And the prophet, I just read that this week in my devotions, where Nathan come to him, you know, where in 1 Samuel there. And he said, gave him a little parable. And David said, the man that done this shall surely die and restore fourfold. And Nathan said, you're the man. And David was perplexed. He went and prayed, and his prayer was against thee and thee only. If I sinned done this wicked in thy sight, Psalms 51. But here, now know I. Nathan told David, you shall not surely die. The Lord's removed your sin. But the child of Bathsheba, which David took a man's wife and committed adultery with her and had a child. She sent word to him, I'm with child. And I kind of wish that wasn't in the Bible. The reason it's in the Bible, Solomon said there's not a man on the earth that sinneth not. That's why it's in the Bible. There's not a man that Jesus could put, or God could put in the Bible that didn't sin except for Jesus. He's the only one that's without sin. And yet he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteous of God. Well, here David here now realizes the great mercy of God. He says, now know I, the Lord saveth his anointed. He was anointed king. He will hear him. You know, God said he wouldn't. David said, I put hid thy word in my heart, might not sin against God. He said he realized God would still hear him. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. You know, God showed a lot of things through David. And he showed a lot of things through the seed of David, Jesus Christ, God's Son. And so you got two anointeds mentioned in verse 6 here. And you know, the Lord, he went through it. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Why did he pray? He said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. I'm telling you, brother, if it comes down to death's door, you say what you want, it'll buckle you on knees. Amen. And Jesus already knew he was going to raise on the third day. He said, I received this power from my Father, lay my life down, take it up again. But I tell you, the anointed of God, here he says, now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. It's good to know that God will get you through it. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes the valley confirms that all that you've been told is true. When we get to Psalms 23, I can't wait to get there, we'll talk a lot about that valley. Verse 7, and this verse 7 compasses a lot of people. Some trust in this, some trust in that. I made Silverado, I thank God for them, but one of these days that thing's going to break down on me, I know it. And everybody that rides with me needs to know it too. Been a few times it wouldn't back up. Been a few times it wouldn't go. Been a few times it wouldn't start. But some trust in chariots. You believe in chariots, Brother Eddie? I've got one myself. It's just a trailer with two wheels on it. It's got to be pulled by something. That's all a chariot is, a trailer. Horses pull them. People ride on them. I'm not going to ride on no trailer. But if I had to, I could. I notice some people put car seats on them now and pull them by horses and go trail riding and stuff like that. But all a chariot is two wheels and something's got to pull it, amen? Mm-hmm. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. I got probably about 200 horses on the hood and I turn that key because I'm trusting that thing come alive, amen? But there's been a few times I hit that key and it didn't click, it didn't do nothing. And, I had to find out what the problem was. But some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. That chariot may fail you. That horse may fail you. But the one that inhabits eternity, he'll never fail you. And it's good to trust the Lord. The old song says, trust and obey. No other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Verse 8, they are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. I saw a lot of people brought down. I mean big old boys. You'll knock a bat off my shoulder, I'll jack your jaw. Them kind of guys, I saw them brought down. I mean, old saying is bigger than the other, harder than the thought. I saw them brought down. I saw their strength fail. I saw the look on their face when they realized they went too far. And verse 8, they're brought down. The horses brought down. The chariots broke. God took the wheels off the chariots there in the Red Sea when Pharaoh and his army was going to pursue after Israel. God took the wheels off the chariots. Says they're brought down and fallen, but we are risen. You know, they sung when they got on the other side of the Red Sea. And the reason they sung is because God got them through it. They was able to stand upright. Verse 9, save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. You know, the King of glory, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Save. Salvation's of the Lord. Jonah said that. He didn't say that until he got out of that belly of that whale. He was crying like a sailor in that belly of that whale. He said the pains of hell got a hold of him. And he cried out, but when he come out of that well, he said, salvation's of the Lord. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. When I do pray, of course I pray in Jesus' name. I know that they say today, don't pray in Jesus' name. If you ain't going to pray in Jesus' name, don't waste your time. Jesus said, all that you ask in my name, the Father will give it. And we know if we pray anything according to his will, he gives us. You can take that with a grain of salt if you want to. But you can pray amiss. You can pray for things that you're wasting your time praying about. But let the King hear us when we call. The only access, the only audience that we have with the King of glory is through His Son. Jesus said, no man comes to the Father but by me. There's no other way to have access to the King of glory except through Jesus. Now, this next chapter is even worse than the one we just went through about who it's actually talking to or talking about. But verse 1 says, the King, and that's talking about David, the King shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. You know, I rejoice in my Savior. I'll sing that song all the time. I'm rejoicing in my Savior every moment of the day. Since He gave me this heart of love, on and on we walk together in the hallelujah way. Since He gave me this heart of love, we ought to rejoice. There's a time for weeping, but there's a time for rejoicing too. And King David here says, the King shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation. How greatly shall he rejoice? God's starting to reveal to David what he really got through his God. he showed him, he said, I'm going to make you a sure house. David went in and said, who am I? Who am I that you should put such a blessing on me? And he's kind of singing about that and rejoicing about that here. Verse 2, he says, thou hast given him his heart's desire. God gave David peace. He gave him victory over his enemies. I mean, he mowed them like grass. He says, thou hast given him his heart's desire and has not withholden the request of his lips. You know, God just granted. I mean, David, he just was a mighty conqueror. He was a mighty warrior. He was victorious. And the reason he was is God granted his request. Everything, you know, that he asked God for help with, God helped him. Verse 3, for thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. You know, thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. David realized the providence of God and the blessing of God put a crown on his head. And he didn't get too big for his britches. He stayed humble. And he was mentioned as a man after God's own heart. Morning, Sister Vonnie, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
A man after God's own heart. And he says, verse 4, he asked life of thee, and thou hast given it him. And even length of days forever and ever. God gave all of that to David, and David didn't even realize it till it was explained to him through Nathan the prophet. You're not going to die. The Lord's removed your sin. David's rejoicing here in the things of God. Verse 5, his glory is great in thy salvation. You know, David, everything he had, he attributed all to God. He said, in thy salvation, I've got, glory down here, honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. Here he is sitting upon a throne, ruling over the 12 tribes. God put him there. God made all of his enemies, to fall down before him. And he says, verse 6, thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. Yeah. You know, the Lord just was with David so much, he couldn't be defeated. Morning, Sister Carolyn. He couldn't be defeated. They couldn't handle him. And it wasn't because David was a mighty warrior. But he said this about Goliath, you come against me with a spear and a sword, I come against you in the name of the Lord. He drew strength from the one that made him the warrior that he was. Verse 7, for the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. David was steady. He was stable. He couldn't be moved. He said he shall not be moved. You know, we sing that song, I shall not be moved. Well, that's the way it was with David. And the reason he couldn't be moved is because the one that was defending him, the one that was standing with him. And in our case, the Lord told us, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lord, I'm with you always. You know, I don't really like going through valleys, but we can.
Yeah.
With him as our help, we can. With the hand of God there, to help us through it. And like I said, my wife just come home from the nursing home. She'd been there, about 2 months. Well, the total time she'd been gone, about 25 days, 2 months and 25 days. But, the Lord's hand, His hand will help us. His hand will get us through the valleys and through the hardships, the struggles and stuff. Verse 8, thy hand shall find out all thy enemies. I wish I didn't have no enemies.
Mm-hmm.
But trust you me, you got them, I got them too. We just had to realize, that we love them and they hate us. I'll tell you, I don't want enemies. But he says, thy hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. You know, the Lord, he'll be an adversary to our enemies. And he'll fight for us. And he'll get us through all the battles. I don't like the battles. I don't like the enemies. But while we're down here, there's going to be battle after battle. There's going to be all kind of enemies to deal with. Sometimes the enemy's me. I don't know how many times I've had to go in and ask the Lord to straighten me out, amen. Get my heart right, amen. But he says, thy hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. You know, the Lord, he keeps us and fights for us. Verse 9, thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. You know, God's got the final say. And the world down here, they make jokes about God. I hate to do it, but sometimes I will correspond with people on the internet. And this one guy, you know what? I was telling him, he was kind of mocking a little bit and some of the stuff he was sitting on. I said, they mocked Noah. He said, Noah never existed. Noah's not real. And you know, that's the mind of the world. They don't want to acknowledge God. They don't want to acknowledge His Word. They don't want to hear what thus saith the Lord. Don't give up on them. But you know, the Bible says, ain't you a fool according to his folly. So I answered him back, you don't exist, buddy. Well, you know, the reason I have eternal life is because I humbled myself and fell down before the one that's rich in mercy and all that call upon him and got a refuge for my soul. I got my sins under the blood, got my name in the book, citizen of heaven. But verse 9 here, thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. Right now is a calm, but there's a storm coming.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
This world, they're going to realize they missed it. The same God that gave Jezebel space to repent, Revelation chapter 2, verse 21, there came a day she ran out of that space because God said she repented not. And here, this verse 9 makes this declaration, thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. You know, when it comes to anger, I think it's Psalm 7. It says God's angry with the wicked every day. Don't think God don't get mad. Psalm 7, verse 11, says God is angry with the wicked every day. And he says, thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. There's going to be a time that God's going to execute judgment. Right now, the long suffering of God's waiting. Like it did while Noah for 120 years working on an ark. I mean, we all went up there and seen that ark, and I have to admit, you can't take it all in a day. I've never seen such a piece of structure, just huge, as Donald Trump would say, huge. I mean, just so big. I have to admit, I don't know if you can see it all in a week. We just kind of skipped the surface of it a little bit. But right now, the Lord's waiting. Right now, He's long-suffering. But there will be a time, it says, the time of thine anger. He's going to serve notice. You know, I guess y'all hear all the jokes and all the sarcasm. And well, God hears it too.
That's right.
But He's not going to hear it forever.
Amen. No, we won't.
He's going to serve notice on it. The Lord shall swallow them up in His wrath. There won't be no hiding place. He won't outrun the judgment of God. And the fire shall devour them. It'll be time to pay. Somebody preached a message one time, payday, someday. Be a time to pay. Verse 10, their fruit shall thou destroy from the earth. Another, again, speaking about judgment. Their seed from among the children of men. You know, those graves out there in the graveyard, them little graves speak a whole lot more than them big graves do. Like I said, when they launched all them missiles at Israel yesterday, they launched 300 missiles at Israel. And only one person died, a little 8-year-old Muslim girl. What was her problem? She was just there when the missiles fell, and the shrapnel from that missile killed her. And they just had a shooting. 6 people shot. One of them was a little child.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to hear about little children,
Right.
Amen. You know, I just seen also where a mother died trying to shelter her little girl from a man with a knife. Mother died, laying across her baby. They both died. But he says, there's seed from among the men. Don't be sarcastic. Don't be boastful. Be humble. Don't murmur. Be humble. Be thankful. This fruit God's talking about here is the ungodly. Their fruit shall thou destroy from the earth, and their seed, the ungodly seed. You know that bunch that just mocks God and makes fun of God. And man, some of it, I have to admit, I can't stand even look upon it. Here, God loves them. God doesn't want, He wants the best, but there's a devil down here. And I'm telling you, he'll mess you up. He'll cause you to do things you didn't think you'd ever do. He'll cause you to say things you never even thought about saying. Well, the ungodly here are mentioned in this verse 10. God's going to destroy their fruit from the earth and their seed among the children of men. You know, when the Lord talking about that, the sower went forth the seed, talk about them tares come up with the wheat. That's kind of what this verse is talking about. Verse 11, for they intended evil against thee. They thought some, like the devil, thought he could take over heaven. Isaiah chapter 14 said, I'll exalt my throne above the Most High. Jesus said about the devil, he said, I saw him as lightning come down. He learned that lesson about the third bounce, I think, Bonnie. He looked like the roadrunner running off. But I'll tell you, they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device. You know, they just keep coming up with new things. Now, I'm old, fuddy-duddy. And, you know, I mean, they've got things that probably hadn't even been announced yet. This AI just come out, you know, and all that stuff. Well, that's kind of what it's talking about here. They imagine a mischievous... I'm going with AI. I'm going with you know, college. You know, I have to admit, some of these people were smarter. You got to go to school for years to be as dumb as some of these people are today. I was born smarter than that, Faye. At least I had enough sense when I was born to know there was a God.
That's right.
And they don't want to acknowledge God. They don't want nothing to do with God. He loves them. He made them, created them, gave them everything. Yeah. And here this verse kind of speaks being tended evil against. They're trying to figure out. Somebody says, it's my life. You better think again about that.
Right.
The Lord giveth, Job said, and the Lord taketh away. They intended evil against thee. They imagine a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. That thing's going to fail them. You know, it looks like, you know, it's kind of funny. It looks like some of these people, you know, I'm leaving a lesson a little bit right here, but they think, you know, through gender identity, they can get ahead. All this stuff, you know, racism, I can get ahead. Payday coming.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, Jesus said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world? Oh, yeah, all that money, Black Lives Matter.
Right.
Them three or four people went, billions of dollars, went, bought houses, took toasted, you know, to their success. There's a payday coming.
That's right.
You know, you might get ahead by saying, hey, I'm a gender neutral. You might get ahead saying, hey, it's all cause of racism. It's not worth it.
No.
You'd be better off to humble yourself, be honest with yourself, let God be God, and learn really how much He loves you. It says, which they were not able to perform. It's just not going to work. I'm going to tell you, you say whatever you want to about this preacher. I got to finish this out here. Verse 12. Therefore shall thou make them turn their back. Oh, they'll run plumb out of their shoes.
That's right.
You don't believe me? Look at Revelation chapter 6. They're trying to find a place to hide and they can't find one. Yeah. They're crying out for the rocks to fall on them. Wow. To hide them from their face. I'm telling you, when God showed up, Adam and Eve hid. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wherefore thou shalt make them turn their back. When thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon them. That's judgment. When God draws His bow, let me tell you something, He don't miss.
That's right.
No.
It hits the target.
Amen, Brother Mitchell. When thou shalt make ready thine arrows, God doesn't want to shoot arrows at you. God wants to take the arrow for you.
That's right.
He allowed them to pierce Himself so you could be spared. when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy string, thy strings against the face of them. That's not what God wants. You never gave him nothing but that ultimatum. He said, all the day long, I've stretched out my hand and no man regarded. Right. God said, I love you. I care about you. I want to help you. They don't want to undo a God.
Right.
Verse 13, be thou exalted. Well, he's going to be exalted.
Yes.
I don't care if the world don't want. Don't you pray in Jesus' name. Don't worry about it. He's going to be exalted.
That's right.
Amen,
that's
Sister
right.
Bonnie.
Amen.
Jeff Fenholt, lead singer for Black Sabbath, played in the movie Jesus Christ Superstar, finally got saved. And he wrote a song, greatest song. I mean, I listen to it a lot. The reason I listen to it a lot is just pure worship. But he wrote a song called I Exalt Thee. You ought to go to YouTube sometime and bring up that song, Jeff Fennell. He's singing that song, tears dripping down his cheeks and people's crying. I exalt thee. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. There's none can... I mean, he's in a category all of his own. He said, who are you comparing me with? In thine own strength, soul, will we sing and praise thy power. You're in good hands if you're in nail-scarred hands. We'll stop right there. I didn't even really mean to go that long. A tremendous, tremendous scripture there. Tremendous comfort. Romans chapter 15 talks about us through patience and comfort that the scriptures might have hope. There's a lot of comfort in there. I don't know how many times I picked this thing up and held it to my bosom, and finally I was able to go. Yeah. I might have been worried, but I worried no more after I read some of these exceeding great and precious promises to me. When I read in here how great my Savior was, when I read in here how many morning, Sister Sybil, how many mercies He had for me, amen. Hallelujah! Hey! Another shouting time, amen. Hallelujah. I love seeing walk in, amen. All right, we'll stop right there. Give you a moment there to get ready.